Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have some serious breaking news. Donald Trump is floating the idea of a federal takeover in Washington, D.C. for no reason. There's no cause, and he's holding a press conference as early as tomorrow morning to make his final decision. And this is why. Desperate times require desperate measures. When we look at Donald Trump's presidency over the past 6 months, it has been a rolling, ongoing disaster. It is mired in failures across the board. I mean, this week he was bizarrely walking across the roof, shouting at the media, and this is because over the past 6 months, he has not done 90 deals in 90 days. He's done zero. Pete Hegseth leaked information that put U.S. soldiers at risk. He has failed to end any of the wars he promised. In fact, the economy has gotten worse. The wars have gotten worse, and this is the big one. He is covering up pedophilia, the pedophilia of Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, and potentially, allegedly, himself. We're going to break all of that down and the distractions at play, but let's just start with the post that Trump made, and then we'll talk about the potential federal takeover of the Capitol. Really quickly, can I just highlight the scary piece in my mind? When Donald Trump floats this federal takeover, he says they will immediately jail criminals, but who is the arbiter of what a criminal is in D.C.? Because if you ask Trump, the criminals on January 6th at the Capitol weren't actually criminals. They were patriots. And the people who were holding the line at the Capitol, they were criminals. So when Trump does a federal takeover of D.C., the same way as with other states like L.A., who's going to be the criminals? The people holding the line at the Capitol? It makes no sense. This is desperation, and it's insane. Let's start with the post that he made not long ago. He said, the press conference on crime and, quote, beautification will be held tomorrow. Lord have mercy. We are going to have a long week in independent media between the Vladimir Putin meeting, whatever stunts he's doing walking on the roof, and the potential takeover. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed because we will be pounding the pavement with breaking news to make sure we are exposing this administration. To continue, he says, in the press briefing room, this will involve ending the crime, murder, and death in our nation's capital. Really? I've been to D.C. so many times over the past 6 months. There's not a lot of crime, murder, and death. I live in Chicago, and it's not that significantly different. But we'll also be about the cleanliness and the general physical renovation and condition of our once beautiful and well-maintained Capitol. We are not going to allow people to spend $3.1 billion on fixing up a building like the Federal Reserve, which could have been done in a far more elegant and time-sensitive manner. Dude, you're the one that is adding insane additions to the White House while spending $1 billion to renovate your Qatari jet while going on lavish trips to open new golf courses in Scotland. Give me a break. This is gaslighting. These are lies. He then says, the renovation would have actually been better and would have saved $3 billion. Can this orange blob get out of the White House or at least focus on the real issues? Actually, I don't even know if I want him to focus on the real issues. He seems to just make them worse. When it comes to this meeting on Friday, Trump is trying to distract you from the fact that he can't end the war in Ukraine and that the Epstein files will likely never be released because, as the Wall Street Journal reported, his name is littered throughout the list. Littered throughout the list. And now, when he's meeting with Vladimir Putin, he is going to get his lunch eaten. Even this meeting is built on Donald Trump getting his lunch eaten. So, Trump then says, the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, is a good person who has tried, but she has been given many chances and the crime numbers got worse. The American public is not going to put up with it any longer. Just like I took care of the border, I will take care of our cherished capital. It will soon be that again. I mean, he says, see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. There are many reports that he is floating a federal takeover one more time. It is going to be a busy week in the world of digital media. But I just want to back up for a second and deal with the facts. That was a lot of schizophrenia in one post, but here's the reality. Violent crime in D.C. is down sharply over the past 18 months or so. Robberies are down nearly 30%. Since COVID, everything is sharply down, but what Trump is trying to do is throw out the most polarizing, authoritarian proposal possible at the exact moment that the Epstein scandal is back in the headlines. It's so transparent and see-through. Remember when the Epstein scandal first began to blow up, like a month ago? It took less than a week for Trump to have an entire memo about Obama pulled out of thin air, pulled out of Pete Hegseth's ass by Tulsi Gabbard, saying that Obama rigged the election because he only deals in distractions. Do not fall for the distractions. His repeated refusal to fully release the Epstein files and his repeated questions of what he knew and who he met with, that is what we need to focus on. Just read this rundown. Listen to this rundown of their relationship. Bear with me for a second, and we'll talk about something important at the end. This reads, according to the Washington Post, their relationship ruptured not in 2000, as Trump claimed, but in 2004 over a real estate rivalry after Jeffrey Epstein had done the sex trafficking and quote-unquote stolen Virginia Giuffre, but actually sex trafficked and groomed her. Trump and Epstein socialized together for years with, quote, young women, according to Trump, some underage, and often with models, including a party for calendar girls at Mar-a-Lago in 1992, where the two were the only other guests. So they were a bunch of calendar girls, which were girls that would compete to be on the yearly calendar, and it was just Trump and Epstein sitting there doing God knows what. Trump's alleged groping of the model Stacey Williams happened in Trump Tower with Epstein present in 1993. Trump denies these allegations, but please remember, when there are 30 allegations of very similar power abuse stories, I don't know what else you're supposed to make of it. Then it reads, quote, Epstein enjoyed hanging out backstage at beauty pageants and fashion shows with his Palm Beach and New York neighbor and friend Donald Trump, former model said. The Miami Herald reported, he described going backstage and said, he gets to see incredible looking women with no clothes. He gets away with stuff like that. He later said the same thing on the Access Hollywood tapes. He is a disgusting, despicable human being. And my question to anybody who made it this far in the video was, would you trust anybody in the Trump administration around your sister or wife or daughter? Because I'm getting increasingly sickened by the fact that Republicans in a top-down manner are covering this up. You know, even before the Epstein thing resurfaced, Matt Gaetz, that cover-up in and of itself is disgusting. We cannot let Republicans repeatedly try to, you know, allow any criticism to ricochet off of them and hit us when they've covered up Matt Gaetz, they've covered up Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. They've repeatedly covered up the most sickening of crimes, and we're expected to just not talk about it. Trump is avoiding discussing this whatsoever, and we will continue to keep our foot on their neck metaphorically. There are a few things that can be true at once. We can talk about Ukraine. It's very, very important. We can talk about ICE raids. We made a video about that yesterday and today. We'll make one tomorrow. But we also need to make sure we're talking about Epstein, talking about this cover-up, because this cover-up is a window into the way this administration works. This report is a pretty good example. We talked about Trump's authoritarian expansion of the executive branch by trying to federalize the guards in D.C., to get the homeless out. Just what a weird, weird move. But we're also talking about how he's using it as a distraction. So do not let up. Remember, you can catch me in Omaha, Nebraska on August 23rd. In just 2 weeks, I'm going to be doing a live event. Make sure you click the top link in the description. I will see you all in the next video. Love you all and peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.